Yeah. For the fourth time since 1969, the Pittsburgh Steelers are now looking for a new head coach, which is crazy. Now, here's a little sidebar to the story. If you are just tuning in, it's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Mike Tomlin has informed the Pittsburgh Steelers that he is stepping down, and now we're hearing from some of the NFL insiders. Again, Jordan will join us in about 45 minutes. That he has also told the Pittsburgh Steelers his current plan. Obviously, this can change with time, but for the moment, he is saying he's going to take a break from coaching. So, look, I mean, it's one less possible candidate,
right,
for teams like the New York Giants, but what a great career, 19 years.
Amazing.
Obviously, not as many Super Bowl rings as they would have thought, but still, 19 years and not a single losing season. You had a bunch of 9-8s in there. You had some 8-8s in there. A couple of years where he didn't make the playoffs at all, of course. But he goes out winning a division title, which is something I do think you hang your hat on when you look back on your career. Made it to the playoffs. Took a 42-year-old quarterback into the playoffs with only one legitimate wide receiver threat in DK Metcalf. And they just came across, you know, a bulldog defense that's going to beat a lot of teams and maybe make a run to the Super Bowl. So it's all said and done. Mike Tomlin, Hall of Famer. I think we all agree on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And if he were available, mm-hmm. you know, no arguing on this one, he would be at the top of most people's list.
Yeah, no. Without question, be at the top of mine. And I think he would be up for any job. But that's why I didn't get as excited. I don't know if you remember when you told me that Harbaugh was available.
Yeah.
The pure joy
oh, yes.
that washed over my face.
Yes.
I did not feel the same with Mike Tomlin because there was so much talk about him wanting to take a break that it didn't feel like he would jump right into his next job. It sounds like that's the case. We'll find out. But yes, no question. Hall of Famer and way too much flack. I'm sorry. I can understand, as you said, a fan base that has now seen 7 consecutive playoff losses, right?
That's
they
right.
won a Super Bowl.
Which I think is a record, actually.
I think it is. 7 consecutive Super losses. I think the last 3 all by double digits. Like they've
that's
been,
the record. I'm
right.
sorry. Yeah,
they've been non-competitive in the last almost decade yeah. of playoff football. That is fair. And that while I do get that, and certainly wanting to move on or understanding maybe it's time for a change, and clearly he recognized it's time for a change, the chanting of fire Tomlin at games, the anger, the vitriol showed by him is crazy to me. He has taken quarterbacks since Ben Roethlisberger left. You want to go through the names of the lousy quarterbacks that this guy finds a way to win 9-10 games with every year? Last year, with 2 quarterbacks who couldn't play for the Giants and Jets.
Yep.
2! He managed to find a way into the playoffs last year. That's all the guy does.
Yep.
He has not been given a roster to go compete for a championship. And while he could have done better in the postseason, and there have been some no-shows, I think Mike Tomlin is one of the great head coaches in NFL history, quite honestly. And what he's been able to do with his tenure of the 19 years in Pittsburgh is remarkable. And, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. And if he does want to get back into coaching, if he wants
he'll
one year out.
He'll have a job as soon as he wants
If he wants 1 year out.
Well, look, I think after 19 straight years, what's interesting when you compare him to Harbaugh, mm-hmm. and you're probably going to bring Vrabel into the conversation,
yeah.
you know, it's a grind. Anyone you ever talk to any coach, it's a grind. So it's not surprising that Mike Vrabel took a year off, right? Get away from the grind, appreciate it more, mm-hmm. you know, get back with your family, and then decide, all right, everyone good with me going back? And then you go back in, it's a grind again, right? So I understand why a guy like Mike Tomlin wants a year away. I would have understood if John Harbaugh wanted a year away. And then if you wait just a year, when you decide you want to come back, both those guys would have been the top of everyone's list anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have lost anything if you decided to take a year off. But your point, which a lot of people have made, is a good one. Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges, Josh Dobbs, Kenny Pickett, and Justin Fields. And never had a losing season.
Never.
And went to the playoffs most of those seasons as well. Just nothing to show for it in the postseason.
Amazing.
That guy can coach my team any day.
Any day. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this right now. And I know you said you want to put him on the back burner.
Yeah.
If he wants 1 year off to spend with the family and then reevaluate things, you know what the Jets should do? They should embarrass themselves and call up Joe Willie Namath and say, why don't you give Mike Tomlin a call?
We wouldn't do that.
You know what
that.
He should do?
Yeah.
Yes, they should. That's exactly
that's
what they should
us.
Do.
We
no,
wouldn't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, 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 no. That's exactly what they should do. They should go find, I don't know, go find another. Have Wayne Krabet.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Bart Scott. Rex Ryan.
Give him a call.
Sure.
Rex Ryan.
Why not?
Give him a call.
Yeah.
Mark Sant. Someone
maybe
else,
Mark.
Maybe not Mark, but someone else, give him a call and try Adam Gase with his crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Send him over there.
Let me.
You have to.
Allow me to say this to you.
Just saying, you should humble yourself and embarrass yourself as much as the Giants have done so.
My New York Jets would not stoop that low.
Yeah, okay.
They don't have to.
Okay.
All right? by the way, if it comes
down... You're right, because there's no point. He'll never come here.
If it comes to embarrassing themselves, the Jets don't have to ask anyone to help them. They do that all by themselves every single day of the week. Yeah. By the way, I can see the Jets putting out a tweet today. You know, we're the team that made Joe Namath famous.
Right.
Hey, Mike Tomlin, want to join?
Right.
That wouldn't shock me. I would be critical of it, of course.
Yeah,
but it would not shock me.
Right.
Let's take some calls.
Was that the last, we're the team that had the last Mike Tomlin playoff victory? Is that the last one?
That might be.
That might be the last.
Certainly.
Can I ask another question? You want to save it for next?
If it's on this topic,
it's on this topic.
Yeah, good.
How bitter is John Harbaugh towards Baltimore?
How bitter is John Harbaugh towards Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
From what standpoint? That they fired him?
Yeah.
Well, I think based on what Tomlin did, it looks like Tomlin went to the Rooneys and said,
I
need a break.
Right.
And the Rooneys said, we accept that. We'll accept your resignation. We're good. I don't think it didn't happen that way in Baltimore. The story goes, he had a phone call with Biscotti, the owner, and then shortly after that, he found that he was fired. Something like that.
Well, my question is, Atlanta, the Giants, Tennessee, Pittsburgh.
What do you mean? Oh, from a Harbaugh standpoint?
Yeah.
He's not going to Pittsburgh.
Would he consider Pittsburgh?
I don't think so because of a quarterback. I still think if you're John Harbaugh.
I'm just saying.
One of the
reasons, a well-run organization. He knows it well.
Yeah, but you don't
he
have a quarterback. And I think this. I think even though he got fired, I do think at some level, like he'll always be a Raven.
Right.
And I think if you consider yourself, I'm always a Raven, much like, well, it'll be a little different because you got Lamar Jackson there. Like, could Tomlin go to Baltimore? Right?
Right.
That's the best job available.
That. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's better than the Giant job because of Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Obviously, Harbaugh can't go there. He just left there. But I think, look, I think it sounds like he's taking a year off, but I do not see John Harbaugh going to Pittsburgh, even though the Rooneys have mad respect.
Yeah.
I think John Harbaugh is going to pick, do I like Cam Ward as a quarterback or do I like Jackson Dart as a quarterback more? I don't think it's about the organization. I don't think it's about who the current GM is or not. I think both teams are probably willing to meet all four of those demands. You get final say in personnel, $20 million, $10 million for your staff. And then it comes down to, and I guess living is a part of it. Do I want to live in New Jersey or do I want to live in Tennessee? Right? And do I want to coach Cam Ward or do I want to coach Jackson Dart? New York has all the intangibles better than Tennessee, other than I think state income tax.
Right.
Right? We got them in food. We got them in you know, the ocean, right? We got them in everything, all right? We're right there next to New York, right?
Right.
So I think New York Giants trump the Titans in every possible way other than income tax, and I don't know what he thinks about Cam Ward versus Jackson Dart. And to me, both teams are going to put on the full court press. Who's famous in Tennessee? Oh, I don't know. Every country music singer of all time.
Exactly, right.
And am I going to stoop to the Giants' lows and have Chris Stapleton and Riley Green?
Right, send him a bottle of Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, right. Come to Tennessee. So I don't know that.
Yeah.
But if I'm Tennessee, I got to go lower than the Giants because I'm desperate to get him also. I think the Giants is a better job. My gut is he's going to coach the Giants. But now it's interesting. Here's Chris in Bethpage on the Fan. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. First, I want to say I'm a C-Mac as well. I've been called C-Mac for like 50 years now, so
awesome.
I appreciate the other C-Mac.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's your last name?
McGlynn.
Oh, that makes sense now. Chris McGlynn.
McGlynn. McGlynn.
Oh, it's too hard to pronounce.
McGlynn.
Doesn't make sense.
McGlynn.
All right. Well,
everybody calls me C-Mac.
Okay. Yep.
Anyhow, and I'm also a huge Giants fan, and that's the reason I called.
Yeah.
And I know you did this to get us jacked up.
I'm not a hot take artist. I'm not a click guy.
No, but that,
I'm just saying my Knicks did it, and I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be consistent.
No. But your Knicks are 1973 is what we're talking about.
Yes.
My Giants have won a Super Bowl in the last four decades, and they're due to win one in this decade, okay? They're the nine franchises in the New York, New Jersey area, the nine. They're the last one to win a championship. So you're saying they've gone low or they're stooping low?
Yeah.
They can do it. We have four rings. When you have four rings.
But that's the point, Chris. When you have four rings, you don't need to do it. And I want to be clear because I know it seems like, oh, you're just attacking the Giants again. It's only been 7 days. When the Knicks did it, I criticized it. I panned it because I thought it was beneath us as New Yorkers. Maybe not beneath the Knicks. Obviously, 1973, I get it. And LeBron was in his prime, and who wouldn't want a prime LeBron James? So I get it. But we didn't need to do it. Like, LeBron James wasn't going to decide to come to New York because Tony Soprano and Meadow Soprano put a video together in character.
Yeah.
Like, John Harbaugh, when it's all said and done, is not going to choose the Giants because Tom Coughlin called him.
But that's not the same as Tony Soprano, though.
So I got to be consistent.
That's not the same as Spike Lee. That's not the same as New York celebrities. This is a
same concept.
This is a Hall of Fame level coach who's won two Super Bowls with the organization and can speak to what it's like working for the Maras. Like, it's a different, it's not, this isn't some sort of like shot in the dark, call up some guy who we think he's a fan of. This is a peer.
Except for one thing. I got to push back on one thing. If there's any family more associated with the Rooneys than the Maras, I don't know who they are.
Right.
Right? I mean, famously.
Yes.
So, John Mara, who obviously played against Pittsburgh, you know, coached against Pittsburgh for 18 years, mm-hmm. is well aware of the history. And I only brought up Pittsburgh because I know he knows the Rooneys well.
Yeah.
And he knows Tomlin well. And obviously they talk. Like, we talk as people. They talk as people. I don't think John Harbaugh, after 18 years, and obviously being involved with the NFL prior to being the head coach of the Ravens as a special teams coach, et cetera, I don't think someone has to explain to him what the Maras mean to the NFL or what the Giants as a franchise mean to the NFL. All I'm saying is, and it's a cheap shot I took at the Giants, yes, I'm guilty of it, but I lived it as a Knicks fan. I lived it. And I remember as a Knicks fan how much it bothered me that we needed to break out the video like it's at a wedding and look at our, you know, our greatest hits and people that love the Knicks to try to woo a guy to want to come here. And my point is, and I guess I'm guilty of taking another pot shot at the Giants. It was not my intent.
No.
So let me apologize for that. If you're really offended by it, you soft, sensitive, insecure, once proud fans who hate your franchise right now and fly planes over the building to fire this guy and fire that guy. I'm so sorry that I'm still a man. I'm sorry that you're not anymore. But the Knicks did it, and it was wrong when they did it, and embarrassing. And now the Giants are showing a level of desperation that is beneath them and the Mara family. I'll move on.
Well, first off, I do want to just say on behalf of Giant fans, we accept your heartfelt apology.
You're welcome.
That was very kind
Thank
of you.
Thank you for accepting.
Now, second of all, again, it is, you know what about the Knicks situation that ultimately was the issue with everything you just said?
Go ahead.
He didn't come here.
Correct.
If John Harbaugh comes here,
it's moot.
No, then it doesn't matter.
I
and
agree.
If he doesn't come here and he picks Cam Ward or he picks the Atlanta Falcons or he picks, I don't know, the Raiders or whoever else, which, again, I don't think those are the real threats, but Miami, whomever. That's going to be embarrassing for the Giants because I think we all feel, as you said, quarterback situation. This is the best job available. Why wouldn't he choose the Giants?
I have no answer for that.
Right. So to me, I'm not. I'll be embarrassed no matter what happens if he doesn't come here.
Okay.
So they got to make sure he comes here. Anything they think will help.
And by the way, he's here tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I believe that.
Tomorrow into Thursday. I guess like a two-day thing. And he'll meet everyone. He'll have their conversation. And that means the New York Giants have the first official crack in person to get John Harbaugh signed. He had a lot of phone calls with a lot of people. We know that. But he has not met with anybody in person.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do that Wednesday and Thursday. And at that point, the New York Giants, if you want to put on the all-stop, what is it called? The all-stop presses? That's not the word. What's the term I'm looking for?
Stop the presses?
Stop. No. Yeah, whatever. The full court press. That's
yes,
what it
full
is.
Full court press.
If you want to put on the full court press, and while he's in the building for the next day and a half, if you want to accidentally have him bump into Eli Manning and the cafeteria, okay, fine.
The omelet station.
What are you doing here? Oh, I just came to see how things are going. By the way, great organization.
Yeah.
Great eggs.
Yeah. And here's my friend Danny DeVito.
Oh, look at this. Danny DeVito's here. That's right. By the way, we brought you some Jersey Mike subs.
Yeah, right.
While we're at it.
Well, that's what you... Yeah. Did you say this, though?
What's that?
You said they should, when he's in here, he should bring on the full court press. They should have the cold seafood tower. They should have
everything
like that.
Wise,
oh, so?
I think you ought to impress him with our ability to cater.
No.
Yes.
We're the New York Giants with four rings.
Yeah.
That's it. You get peanuts in a bowl.
Man's got to eat.
You get
man's
pretzels,
gotta eat.
Peanuts. That's
if you
it.
Bust out your MetLife Stadium popcorn and peanuts, I'm John Harbaugh. I'm going to Tennessee
because okay.
I'm going to have a nice rack of ribs when I
All
get
right.
there. Here's Leo in Monroe. Leo, how are you?
Oh, my God. Did Tiki Barber try calling them too?
By the way, I should have asked Tiki if he was one of the guys that reached out to. He might have.
This is embarrassing.
Yep.
Oh,
this
stop.
Is embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it, Leo?
Because if he decides, let's just say something. Let's just say he decides, you know what? I don't like this. I'm going to take a year off.
Okay. Harbaugh takes a year off instead of another coaching job, he's not going to. But say he takes another coaching job.
It's even worse if he takes another coaching job.
No, obviously. If he takes a year off, it's not bad. If he goes somewhere else, then the Giants are left holding their Johnson in their hand. Yes.
Yeah, but what's the, like, again, the Johnson's in hand whether or not Coughlin speaks to him or not. That's my point. Like, I'm with you. It will be embarrassing, especially if they pick a team that we all deem lesser of a job. But what does the Tom Coughlin thing at the end of the day matter?
It's not ugly.
It's not bad. He's Tom Coughlin. You're making it sound like they're doing this ridiculous. They're not throwing a bunch of people at him. Tom Coughlin made a call.
They have asked other people to call him.
All right, so?
Okay.
Whom?
They've asked other people to
call
him.
I'll take you at your word.
All right?
Okay.
Tom Coughlin's not the only guy that was asked to call John Harbaugh. They've reached out to other people. Hey, would you do us a solid? Would you reach out to John Harbaugh and let him know how great it is here? And the problem with that is the only body that can tell you how great it was is old. Wait, you don't think they reached out to Strahan?
I'm sure they did.
Oh, they did.
Maybe.
Is that? I'm not saying they did. I'm asking you if they did.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, Mike, can you do us a favor?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
Defensive end.
Fake sack record, Mike Strahan. Yeah. Could you do us a solid and reach out?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If
you get it done.
I'm with you.
Right.
If the Giants close on him, we can laugh about having a bunch of people reach out to John Harbaugh. And heck, maybe John Harbaugh says in his introductory press conference, you know, I was really on the fence. And then I got to tell you, I was on the fence. And then when... Well, I got to think. When Amani Toomer called me and told me I should be the Giants head coach, I was like, if Amani Toomer's calling me, I'm taking that job.
Leading receiver in Giants history.
That's why I picked him.
Let's go.
There you go.
He should be on the phone.
That's right. If Dave Meggett reached out to me and said, look, I had a great experience in New York. You're going to love the Maras. I had to say yes. I couldn't say no. You know, when Jeremy Shockey texted me, what a great place to play football, I was like, I have to take the job.
Right.
Now, I tell you what, if I'm the Giants, and they're obviously hearing my voice right now, not thrilled with me for sure, if he does take the job, and he has a little script of what his introductory press conference is, I sit down with him, and I add a line to it. Without the phone calls and text messages that I received from former Giant coaches and players, I don't think I would have taken the job. And that shuts me to
the
hell.
The outpouring
up.
Of love and support.
That's it.
Let me know how much this organization means to everyone who comes into
contact with
it.
Yep. I mean, it was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming.
To hear how they spoke so glowingly about the experience being a New York Giant.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they have to go get him, Craig. Forget all this. They have to go get him.
By the way,
anything short of that is going to be disappointing.
Here, let me flip the script on you real
Kevin
quick.
Even Kevin Stefanski, anybody else.
I think it's a wrap already.
Do you?
I do.
Why do you think that?
I think John Harbaugh's a Giant. I think it's a wrap. I think you got to go through the motions. You have to, you know, sit down because obviously, you know, historically, people have screwed up interviews. It does happen from time to time on both sides.
He won't.
So there's no way he will. There's no way the Giants will. They've interviewed a lot of coaches in the last 6 years. So they know how to interview a coach. But my gut is the final question or the final little nail in the coffin of getting this done in a good way is the personnel issue. Like, who's making the calls on draft? Who's making the calls on free agents? Does he have final say? Is Joe Shane a figurehead GM? In which he has to bring things to Harbaugh. I think the money's done. I think the coaching staff money's done.
Yeah.
I think having a voice in the room is done.
Oh, yeah.
I think the last thing for them to agree upon is what happens in the draft. If you like player X and our staff likes player Y, gun to your head, who gets the final call?
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh's going to ask for it. The Giants might, as a lot of teams might, push back on that, where we have to have some checks and balances on giving you full autonomy to make every decision. Because look, John Harbaugh, like every other coach in the NFL, just based on the time commitments to be an NFL coach and a good one, is not paying attention at the level you would need to pay attention to know who's the best kid coming out of college. That's not his job,
right?
So I think when it comes to the draft especially, he should be able to say to Joe Shane, look, I'm making this up. We are desperate for a middle linebacker. That's my number one goal in this draft. I got to get the best linebacker available. And the team might say, yeah, but the best linebacker available is not nearly as good as the best right tackle available.
Right.
Again, arbitrary.
Whatever.
Making this
up,
right?
I got you.
The question then becomes, if the coach wants the linebacker, but the entire recruiting staff and, you know, college personnel directing staff says we could do a lot better with the tackle, who gets the final say? To me, that's the only thing left to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's a great facility. Jersey's great. The money's going to be what the money is. You have a stud quarterback going into year two. Who gets to pull the trigger on a draft pick or ultimately a free agent, right?
I think that's already – I would put that in the locked up.
You would? Okay.
I think they're going to give that to Harbaugh.
All right.
I think Harbaugh's going to understand, yeah, you're going to do most of the grunt work. We're going to go over the – but like day of draft,
yeah,
or day of, you know, cutting roster decisions, I have final say of the roster. And I think Joe Shane's smart enough to recognize he's going to have to acquiesce.
Here's Anthony in Queens on the fan. Anthony, how are you?
Hello, Craig.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Craig, what's up, man? I'm over here thinking about Jim Harbaugh coming to New York, but now I'm wondering if you guys are going to have a game in this thing where they're going to say, wait a minute, Craig Carter's back.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with this guy?
Yeah, well, I'm beloved.
No, you will be loved. I love you, Craig. Welcome back. And to all those other Mets fans out there wondering and hoping and wishing, be patient.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
All right. Well, from your words to God's
mouth, whatever it goes.
Yeah.
Did he say Met fans?
Yeah. Well, he's happy that the Mets allegedly are offering Kyle Tucker $50 a year.
It's a lot of money.
That wouldn't be smart.
For 3 years?
$50 a year?
I don't really. He's got plenty of money.
How's 30?
He's not going to take 30.
35?
He's not going to take 35.
40?
He's not going to take 40.
Come on.
Not for 3 years, he won't. You offer him 40 for 10, he'll take it.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't? I would.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if you want to get him on a three-year deal, which is what the Mets are trying to pull off right now.
You think it's 50?
I think it's somewhere between 40 and 50.
Well, I guess that would shut Mets fans up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they should do it. He's got plenty of money. Who cares? You're afraid of these long-term commitments? He's got plenty of money.
But
I would absolutely
weird. I never thought of him as a $50 million
a year
player. Right?
He's not.
And that's where I know I would say football.
We'll do that.
We'll
later.
Get to the Mets.
Maybe we'll do a little bit of baseball.
Maybe. You know.
It's January. Just a little bit.
It's January.
I understand that.
It's January.
That's fun.
What are we doing? It's January. I tell you what, when they sign someone, happy to do it. When the Yankees, if they sign someone, happy to do it.
Well,
but all this conjecture about, you know, day in and day out, how come we haven't signed anybody? How come nobody wants to play here?
That's
what's
not the
Steinbrenner
case.
And Cohen doing?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Well, how come he likes the casino more than the Mets?
It's a month away.
Like, how come we're not getting Kyle Tucker? Like, I know it's important. I know we'll get to it.
No, I know. I'm just busting shoes because you know baseball is my number one.
Yeah.
So I would talk. I would do. Jerry Recco wants to do a baseball podcast with me. I told him, listen, the Jerry Recco show with Chris McMonagle sounds fantastic.
Not a bad idea. I'm now a steward of your career.
Okay, not a good idea.
I will not allow you to do that. Sorry. I'm not going to allow you to do that.
No?
No.
Why?
Because I'm worried about your career.
Oh, okay.
All right?
You don't think that would help me?
I can't have you associated with bad things because then it looks bad on me.
Right.
It's a reflection of me. I was pitched on a podcast that you would love to do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
We might even be taping it next week or next 2 weeks just to see how it feels and how it goes. Yeah. But I feel like you should do it.
Okay. I'm open.
And maybe I'll just take a producer's fee on it.
Yeah, I'm open.
Yeah.
I guess I
shouldn't say it.
I don't care. I'll tell you.
I'm not getting any trouble. They came to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked if I had any interest in hosting a brand new podcast with a guy you've heard of. I think he goes by the name LT. Yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, he does.
Because
I was on the phone with Lawrence last night. Yeah.
Wow. That was just a joke, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. You and Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah.
That would be.
I don't know. We'll see.
Come on.
We'll see.
That would be some kind of show right there.
So he might come up in a couple weeks and we might film a little pilot for it.
That's fantastic.
We'll see. I'm very busy.
I understand. Too busy for LT?
Come on. I might be. I might be too busy for LT. I think it'd be great.
Oh,
so the original
you and
plan
LT,
was
that would be
Lawrence Taylor was going to do a podcast with Ray Lewis.
Okay,
which I think with the right host would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either one of them would host it.
Right.
And then Ray Lewis backed out for personal reasons. So I got called we'd love you to consider hosting a podcast with LT. I don't even know the name of it.
Right.
But I just got to ask.
Is it a football podcast?
I think it's like me and LT and someone in between. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They told me the pilot's going to be John Daly and Dan Marino.
So, really?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Very busy.
We'll see. I'm not very sure. Busy. Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to. My LT podcast.
I'm saying I'm very busy.
You are.
I got
very
the podcast
busy.
At 11.
I know.
I got this from 2 to 6.
And you're very busy.
Yeah.
You're a busy man.
You know what maybe I'll do?
What's
maybe
that?
From 6 to 7, I'll do the LT podcast.
Yeah. Just go down the hall.
I'll do that.
You're going to leave me all alone from 6 to 7? What would I do?
Every now and then you can come by and say hi.
Yeah.
Ask if he needs a drink or something. 888-808-1019.